Welcome back to your favorite podcast in the whole entire wide world. It is Full Coverage.
It's actually the best podcast.
Joey literally was.
did you say Full Coverage?
Full Coverage.
Full Coverage, yeah. Oh, okay. What do you thought we said?
Nothing. I mean, Laura says things so different.
You just never know.
You
just never know.
I have my own language that I speak, you know?
She does.
I've gone to the point where I actually am fluent in Laura.
He's fluent.
Fluent in Laura. And Laura Lee.
Joey's pretty good. Joey translates me.
There's moments Joey's like,
What are you saying right now?
You guys, Joey Graceffa is our guest, by the way.
Oh my God. The iconic Joey Graceffa.
Legendary.
Iconic, legendary. Beautiful.
Beautiful. Oh. Charming.
All of it. All of these things. Author.
Writer. Actor. Producer.
There's so many accolades. You guys, we've been friends with Joey for
a gazillion years,
I would say.
I want to just start really quick. How do we meet you? Before we do pick and pick.
You're right.
I met Manny first. I met you at a VidCon party.
A VidCon party. I came up to him and was like,
hi. Pandemonium.
Okay, guys, let's have this discussion really quickly. Let me roll up my fucking sleeves for this.
The crush.
I had a large crush. I'm blushing.
How could you not?
I had a large crush on Joey back in the day, like let's say what 7 years ago maybe?
2013, 2014.
Yeah, so seven-ish, 8 years ago. And I saw Joey at a VidCon party. And I went up to this is like glasses me, right?
Glasses, pre-veneers.
Pre-hairline. pre-BBL, I think, even.
Wow.
It was a different person.
It was a different era.
I came up to him, I was like, hi, I'm a huge fan, I would love to take a photo, like the whole thing.
I think that's why I didn't recognize you when we actually met.
You walk in, you're like, I don't know who you are. It was a different me. That's how we had met was like that moment.
You came up to me.
And I was like, oh, I'm a huge fan of your content. Let's take a photo.
Yeah.
And that's what it was. And that's how we met.
I remember it.
But we didn't like become friends. It was just that quick moment.
Yeah.
It's how we met.
But then did you guys meet again a second time that was specific?
Yeah, I think it was like setting up a collab or something.
Yes, I think that's what it was. Yeah, and then I came over to your house.
Oh, wow, that's awesome.
It was like the era of like everybody collabing with each other. So like I would collab with people I didn't really know.
We collabed back then in that era.
Yeah.
Do you remember?
That was after I met you.
Me and Joey filmed. Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail? I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-hmm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is, not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in your cocktail.
It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings. but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Yeah.
So we, and I glammed you, I think.
I met Joey through Manny, but do you remember the first time we met? I know I met him through you. Like through,
we
like,
met oh my the God, Drag, Race, Drag Race, finale. Race
finale. Oh, yeah. Actually, Drag I Race did finale. Meet you and Daniel. Yep. Y'all were
at the
both,
same time.
Oh my God. But I this always like wanted to meet ago, you. I mean, you two were YouTuber.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Can I ask how long you've been on YouTube?
This is my 15 years.
Oh,
isn't that crazy?
I'm blacking out.
15 mother effing years.
I remember 15? A really, really, yeah. really long time ago, you said, I've been on YouTube for 11 years, Laura, and I almost fainted. So now I 15? Had to 15. Ask, because it's 15 years, so that's how many years, 4 years ago,
like
you told me.
One of the first ones. I mean,
you,
I think
you were the first. I think they launched YouTube with you.
You were the forefront.
You were the forefront of YouTube. Mm-hmm. I think that's so fucking crazy. You know so how many people, because I've been on for 9 years now, so many Eight people me. Told me, I need to find a real career because YouTube is definitely not going to be there for a
you
long
still
time.
Do.
And that never changed.
And it never changed. And I still haven't found another career. I'm still trying to find another career, and it's just not happening. But I met Joey.
No, you're the queen of pivoting. Like the way that you went from beauty to
lifestyle.
Lifestyle. Thank like you. Incredible.
Pivot queen.
I appreciate yeah. that.
It's hard. It's not easy.
Very, very hard. It's harder than people think to pivot.
Mm-hmm.
It's a hard transition. It's harder than you think. But I really was like, I'm doing this. I'm going for it.
Because it's so scary. Because if all you know is doing one thing and your fans know you, you're mostly scared of like
losing that.
Yeah. And that like audience, not getting the views that you used to
not
get.
Not getting the brand deals, the views, all those things. You're like scared of walking away from. Yeah.
And losing all that potentially.
But I feel like I gained so much more through my pivot.
Yeah.
You know, and it worked out really well. But I remember when I met you, I was very excited. You were always been iconic, especially in the YouTube space, which is my whole world.
Which our space. Yeah, that's what we're space. In.
So super excited. You were so sweet as usual.
That was fun. I remember like the Drag Race finale.
Was that
eras.
Season 9 finale?
Was it with like Sasha?
Yeah, we were all gagged. Yeah,
we all the roses. Screamed.
Me and Manny ended up on TV in that one. Like they panned to the audience and they got us.
We still
to
get tagged in it.
This day.
Oh, me too.
Almost every single. Almost every
oh, you
single
and
week.
Daniel were. Yeah. Y'all got. They caught us in the audience. I'm talking about still tagged. Like
almost every single week. I'm
I think it's so unexpected.
I see Manny and Laura.
Yeah.
And yep.
Also, we were there for season 10 as well.
So yeah. And like, I think we were there for three. All three of us were there for three of them.
Those three of them that
three
we did.
Three of the tapings we did.
And they're fun.
They're really fun.
They were just really long and devastating.
You just stay in an auditorium for 5 hours until like 1 a.m.
We dipped out before they crowned the winners.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, oh, yeah.
I'm like, they crowned all of them. Let's go.
We hung out that night.
Yeah. That's when we like hung out at a restaurant.
I actually got to know him a little bit that night.
We did.
I met
we
him for the first time and got to have dinner with him in the same
iconic.
Night.
Wow.
That's iconic.
That's iconic.
That's iconic.
Stop. I love it.
And we've all been friends for a really long time now.
Ever since, for like 6-7 years.
Yeah.
Love that.
Yeah, I love it too.
Peek and Pit. That's literally what I was going to say was Peek and Pit. Okay, so Peek and Pit is literally like one of the best moments of the week and like one of the worst moments of the week. So that's kind of what Peek and Pit is. And we like to start off with our peaks. Or do we start off with our pits?
Either. I like the good news first.
Let's
always.
Do good. Let's do peak first.
Mm-hmm. All I got is a pit right now. So I'm going to let Joey start.
You're the guest. You have to start at your peak of the week.
Oh, okay. I just launched my Zodiac collection.
What?
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Tell us more. Tell us everything.
I need every detail.
I have like a whole line of merch that's every single Zodiac sign. It's like different color combinations of hoodies. With
even
like,
Virgos.
I have a Virgo, of course.
Even Virgos.
And cute little keychains as well.
Where can we buy
That's
it?
So cute.
On my website, crystalwolf.co.
I love that.
I actually think it's shopcrystalwolf.com now.
He doesn't know his website.
Doesn't know website.
Just kidding. It changed because...
I don't No. She hit that gun.
I lost that one. Suddenly I no longer have a country accent.
All her synapses like pew pew pew.
That happened in SpongeBob, right?
Yeah, I got hit in the head or something. Or like
oh my
Patrick
God.
Good.
Oh yeah. No. Lost my domain name, so I had to switch
Shut up.
Yeah.
So you just put shopcrystalwolf.co.
Yeah, .com now.
.com now. Shopcrystalwolf.com is where you can find it. Okay, yeah. So tell us. So you came out with a collection. It's like, is there like a hoodie for every Zodiac?
Yeah.
God, that's a lot of hoodies.
That is so many fucking hoodies.
That's a lot of units, honey.
I know.
You're like, yeah, I know.
Yeah. You're like, yeah, so we're like, we're selling it on this podcast. We will be linking down below.
We will. Check it out, guys.
We're going to leave a link down below, of course.
With Josie's handle.
With Josie's head. Josie Grossy.
Yeah.
She glitched. Laura had a glitch, and Josie's.
I hit my head on the shelf, guys, for the listeners. I hit my head on the shelf, and now I'm like blacking.
It was a little too hard to hit.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's quite.
I like that.
Josie's gonna come back.
Josie. Thank God for Josie.
That's what I was like. Deal.
I thought about that. I love Josie. That movie. It's so good.
By the way, this is what it's like anytime we hang out. Like this
is just constant pandemonium.
It's constant pandemonium.
Mm-hmm. So hard to
and
keep
taking
up.
Things too far.
Yeah. Oh.
We're good at that.
The best.
The roads
actually,
we go
that.
Down.
The
after
roads.
The smallest little thing
happens,
and then we all realize like we took that too far.
Yeah. And I'm such a visual person that I imagine the whole
scenario. So it gets real funny.
Yeah.
It gets real funny.
The things I just couldn't, we've said and have imagined have been taken way too far. We're very imaginative.
It's sick.
It's very sick.
We need help.
Okay, your peak.
My peak, I have a lot of peaks. I mean, I just got back from Coachella. I feel hungover.
That's a pit, actually.
That is. That's actually a pit. That's not good. Uh-huh. Gosh, I'm just so blessed.
She does this every fucking time. She's like, I think that everything's a peak and everything's a pit. Like, she doesn't want to answer.
Okay, what's yours?
Okay, I'm going to do mine. Thank then. Fine. You. I'm going to double dip and do my peak and pit are the same thing.
Kind of cheating, but okay.
No, it's not. It's not. It's the same. So literally, my parents like just moved into my house for a week and a half. They're gonna be here for a week and a half.
That's a peak and a pit.
No, it's peak and it's pit.
It's peak and it's pit.
It's peak and it's pit because they're moving to San Diego. They just sold their house. They have to be out by tomorrow, like today actually.
Oh.
Have to be out today. So they're gonna be spending time with me for the next week and a half, like in my place. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm so excited. Like I love it. Like let's spend time with my family. But I know by the end of it, it's gonna be my
It's gonna
pit.
Be a pit.
It's gonna be a pit because the thing is they have
Tune
like
in next
there's
week.
Like two little dogs like they have two little dogs too and they're like pee and shit all over.
Oh where's God. Drago?
Drago's going to San Diego for the weekend.
Oh
half
God,
with my
thank,
aunt and my
thank God.
And my grandpa. My grandpa has my mom's chickens.
They have a Rottweiler.
Uh-huh. And he has the chickens at his house. So for me it's literally both. Like them moving in, I'm like, oh my God, this is so excited. Like I'm like loving it. I'm so excited. And then I know by the end of it we're gonna be like where are you going? When are you gonna when who, someone when you go?
Who fucking touched my shit?
That's no, gonna that's be gonna be. I'm like, yeah. Why was my room door open?
Yeah.
Are you very picky about like where your stuff is?
I'm literally not at all. I just want to know where my things are. As long as I know in like a vicinity where it could potentially be.
Yeah.
Even if it's messy, like I don't care. I just want to know like where it's at.
Yeah.
It's not even that. It's more so just like constantly being around everyone all the time because I just like to be alone sometimes.
Yeah.
Where I just want to have like my alone like me time. And Nick works a lot, so I'll literally just be at home by myself and just kind of chilling. But I know that after this week, I'm going to be, like, so bummed because they're all going to San Diego.
Oh, yeah, you're
like,
going to be
so
devastated. Sad.
So, it's like, my peak and pit right now, but I know it's going to be, like, so my sad. Pit for, like, a long time.
Yeah.
I'm
going to
be bummed out because I'm moving, like, 2.5 hours away.
Yeah, that's
like,
sad.
I can't just, like, easily just go visit them like I do now.
Because they're right by you now. Like, they're close. They're pretty close now.
So, I'm going to be...
Dang.
Shitting myself. So that sucks. But okay. I'm excited to have him for the week.
Okay, well, I have a peek.
There we go.
It came to her.
She found it.
Like a vision.
Oh, yes.
It was a vision, but I think I just forgot. I'm not kidding.
Right just, now?
Wait. Hold on. Let me think. I swear to God, it came to me right then, but then
Laura,
I got
are you
in your story. I started talking with you and getting...
I almost just farted because I laughed too hard.
That was literally fucking Dory.
She just Doried herself. Did you hear yourself again? Oh my God.
The Dory thing got me good though. Because it was.
Hi, I'm Dory. That's literally
That's what
you.
It's like being friends with me. I figured out my peak.
Okay.
I had to create a new one because I never could get back to the other one.
Okay, great. So it never came back.
But Erin's prom is coming up.
Mm-hmm.
And it's her one and only, I guess, Do you only get one prom? I feel like I went to eight. I had two.
Really?
You went to eight?
I think it was just
one. No, but like kind of, because I went to a lot of homecomings, a lot of dances. I feel
like prom is like, there's like one prom and it's senior
but
prom.
But I feel like, didn't you go 11th grade to prom too?
11 and 12, yeah.
Yeah, I went to 11 and 12.
I but only she only gets one.
That's why I said that. Okay. Yeah. But anyways, we just picked her dress. It's fabulous. So I uploaded the video on my channel, but I bought like four dresses plus I had two. So we tried on like a shit ton of dresses. Mm-hmm. And then she picked the most expensive one. So I was like, great. You have great taste. But I bought her this nice dress from Revolve. It's so beautiful. So I'm going to hire someone to do her hair, I think. And then I'm going to glam her. Really cute,
it'll
right?
It'll be so cute.
Right?
Mm-hmm. So, my prom look.
My hair, I went and got it done on my prom and the girl fucked it up so bad I came home crying, took it all down and did it myself.
You're joking.
Did it turn out okay?
No, it didn't. Oh, it was very terrible. Very terrible from my doing, her doing. It was just horrible hair, but that's okay. That's okay. Instagram wasn't around.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I was hetero during my prom, so it just was.
Did you? Were you hetero in your prom?
Oh yes,
very hetero.
Yeah, well, sort of. I wore a white tux, so like.
Oh, that's
it. Was a cheater. It was a teeter.
Honey,
teeter.
It was a glimpse.
It was a glimpse into the future. It's a future I can see. Yeah.
It was not cute. Though. Absolutely. It was like so large and like oversized. Like, did not fit.
You were probably small. It was baggy. High school, weren't you?
Uh-huh. And I had to like wear an adult size like
suit, like a real suit.
A little twink and a adult tux. Absolutely not.
I was swimming in a suit.
I wish we had a picture right now.
I do too.
I would love to see this.
I need a photo. Please. Okay.
Please.
So then what is your.
What's your pit?
Oh, my pit?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You only get your peak.
I already have my pit. I'll start and give you time.
Okay, there you go.
So my pit is while I was at Coachella. See, I normally have trouble coming up with a pit, but this week, baby,
the pit was immediate.
On.
I knew, and I know your pit too. I can feel it.
I have two pits, so we're going to dive into both. First of all, I come home from Coachella and my whole house smells like burnt. Like burnt food. And this is a problem for me because I don't like stinky smells. Who loves a good stinky smell? But anyways, I'm like, this house smells burnt. And Ty's like, yeah, Aaron decided to cook cookies at 4 a.m. and burnt them. Mm. And I know exactly what she did. She put those bitches in the oven and went to sleep.
Oh.
And I know that she fucked my house up. I know it.
Lord, no.
This is shit that 18-year-olds do.
That's a very 18-year-old
at
behavior.
At 4 in the morning, why do we need to bake cookies? Why?
I don't know. I don't
why?
Know.
Why?
I want to see what the cookies look like, though.
Were they, I can't find them.
Were they pitch black?
I can't find them, but I already know. I text her, and I was like, coal. Do not
they were cold.
Cook at 4 in ever the morning again. Ever again. So my house to this day, like I just walked in after getting lunch and I went back home, burnt. I don't know how I'm going to smell in my house. So I know she burnt them like went to sleep.
To living hell.
Like fire.
Oh my God.
And then also while I was at Coachella, I have a lot of really nice trees and plants in my house mm-hmm. that are alive that I purchased from nice expensive stores in LA.
Yeah.
My cat Peach got really mad that I went to Coachella and dipped out. She pissed in every single one, and I came home to every plant just like falling apart. Every plant. So yeah, I told Ty, I was like, you're in trouble. You're supposed to be watching the cats. Aaron, you're in trouble. You make my house stink. And I was like, we're going to the plant store and we're going to fill the car with trees again. Trees, all of them.
Oh my God.
Do you know
God.
What a bitch it is to get a tree in the back of a Range Rover and then replant it? They're a bitch. Like trees are hard. And they're hard. It's not fun.
I couldn't relate on that one. Truly can't relate on that one.
I'm so particular about my plants too. And now they're all, in a matter of one weekend, they're dead like me inside.
Sensitive.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
Very sensitive. Like so sensitive. I have a watering schedule.
But isn't cat pee too also very acidic?
Acidic, yeah.
It will
fuck up your shit like bad.
Some girl told me to unroot the plant and pull like every piece of dirt off the root. And I was like, oh, no. It's going in the trash. Like,
who's doing all that? There's no way. That's crazy.
Yeah, she's like, now an outdoor cat. Literally, forever. I'm so mad at her. But of course, I literally just.
Zaya plays games when I go to places too. She does. She tries me. She'll shit on my bed. She'll shit on my pillow. She's done it once before.
You deserve
She'll
that.
She'll pee and shit on my bed.
I'm glad.
My cleaning lady, she's told me, she's like, she pooped on your bed when you were gone. And I'm like,
I love her.
And I looked up. I was like, what does this mean?
You know,
I'm very much
mad.
I'm the type of girl that I'm like, what did that mean? When she turned her head at that moment, what did that mean? And I Google it. Like, I'm very that person.
The dog's like this, like she's nothing. Just,
and I'm over here like, she's thinking so many things at the same time. Yeah, like, and so I'm like, okay, what does this mean? And it means that like she had anxiety that was gone and like she missed me. And I'm like, you need Xannies. My dog, my 4-pound dog needs some Xans.
Oh.
Like, are you kidding me?
Took a sip of water and I knew if I tried to get it down while I was laughing,
it was coming out.
I was gonna choke to death and die right here in full coverage.
No, so that, so she tries me. So she tries me when I go too, so I get it.
Kind of like that she shits on your bed. It's funny.
Funny it's actually me. Not funny.
It's a turd this
You know
big.
What you need to do? You need to assert dominance and shit on her bed. You need to teach her a lesson.
I just envisioned myself popping a squatter bed.
Let me tell you
the squatty potty. I just envisioned a fucking massive
I
ass
think Joey
turd.
Needs an advice segment on our podcast where he just
gets every month
really it. Great advice. So nobody's
you need to shit on her bed.
I think I do. You do.
I think it's good advice. I think it's okay, great
absolutely
advice.
Not. That's gonna be a hard no for me. Why don't you give us your pit?
Why don't
Joey?
You give us your pit?
That haunted me. Wow.
Well, today.
Mm. Oh no.
I was eating breakfast on the countertop, and like I noticed a little tiny ant, and I was like, okay. Another one. Dead.
Another one. Thank you.
And then I'm like, where the hell are these all coming from? An entire line of army all the way down into the garage through the creases of the walls going into the pantry.
Not the pantry.
Yeah. It's doomed.
Uh-huh.
They're
so,
having a
so did you
feast.
Open it?
I haven't dealt with it yet, but yeah, there's a
they're
lot.
They're still there.
I'm going to deal with it when I get back.
I'm thinking of like
trailing
Ants, the movie.
On they're going to be so upset when they're
all like,
no, they're going to be so upset when they get in that pantry and they find out everything's gluten free and healthy.
Yeah.
They're
going to
be so
good.
They're
going to
be like, where the fuck is the sugar in this house?
Wrong fucking pantry, dude. So
healthy. Go to Lolly.
Yeah, he sends them to my house. He sends them. Joey's going to be like, sorry, wrong house, bitches.
They look at you like, why are they
they're so mad.
Are you imagining ants like this?
They're so mad.
You fucking asshole.
He's like, well, he sends my address. Mom. Here's the address.
Yeah. See, that we took it too far.
We took it too far
and
on
that's,
that one.
That's what we're talking about. We take it a little too far sometimes.
Ty said take a break.
Thank you, Tyler. We will be taking a break. So we'll be right back.
After this.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
and we are back on the podcast.
I feel like they just need to know the breaks aren't even that long. They're like 1 minute. Because I always am curious when they say we're taking a break. I'm like, is it 20 minutes? Is it half an hour?
Sometimes the break is literally 2 seconds. I want you to know that.
Taking a break.
I want you to know that.
And we're back. You know?
Yep. We're taking a break.
Okay.
And we're back. That's sometimes what it is.
That's
dead ass.
Wild.
Wow. But like the one before this that we filmed before this, though, like it was like, okay, we're taking a break. And then we actually went 8.
Oh, yeah.
And
so then
we came back. Sometimes it just kind of depends. Like, if we're like, okay, should we just power through?
Sure.
And then we'll power through.
We have some questions we want to ask Joey.
We have a list of questions down, and we wanted to just kind of go in and dive in.
So our first question is, since you've been on YouTube for 15 years, do you ever feel burnt out creating content for so long?
Yeah, I feel like I've recently been in a burnout, but I feel like I'm coming out of hibernation right now.
Like a phoenix.
Yeah. Like this phoenix past, rising. Especially like during COVID times, like I had to like switch up content because like collabs were not a thing anymore.
Yeah.
I switched to like animal content, rescuing, and I'm a little burnt out of that for now. So
that's
a lot.
It's a lot.
It is.
And so have you thought about like what you would want to pivot to? Like what entices you? What like excites you for content?
I'm going to play around. I really like
Being a beauty guru, of course.
Yeah, of course.
I like being a beauty guru.
Have you seen the Jubilee videos?
I love
the cut videos.
The Jubilee videos.
I kind of want to do some of that just for fun.
I think it'd be really cool.
Just to, like, get it out there. And just try
I think you should, because then you also know a ton of people.
Yeah.
You could do videos like that with them.
Oh, yeah.
Like, if you're like,
explain what those are.
Okay, so it's basically like little mini social experiments. Mm-hmm. So, for instance, one of the videos I'm going to do is I'm going to get 12 strangers and I'm going to have to guess their zodiac sign. So, just like, off the cuff, like meeting them for 2 seconds.
Yeah.
Like,
yes.
What's your sign? And then other ones like blind dating 5 guys based off their outfits.
Yeah.
There's also 10 people like judging like outfits, like putting people in a row for outfits or five people, you ask them a question, strongly agree, disagree, and you like line up next what these different people from different walks of life will answer.
Yeah.
Are you gonna get random people?
I'm gonna do like a mixture
of YouTubers and random people. Yeah. I wanna be in one.
Okay. I do too.
Yeah.
Get us both in one.
All right.
It'll be fun.
I wanna be one. I think you'd be really, really fun.
One time talking about the zodiac sign, a person walked up to me hear me talk for maybe 2 minutes, and then they told me my zodiac sign. I was on the Dr. Pepper thing where we did the zero gravity, and it was like a bunch of influencers. Yeah. I think the only person from beauty, so I was like meeting everybody, and I can't remember who it was. It was another big creator, and they were like, "You're a Virgo." And I
was
like,
"That's so weird that they said that to you."
I am, and they're like, "I know, I can tell." I was like, "What the hell did I say?"
That's so weird.
Isn't that interesting? Yeah. Super interesting.
I think it's
like
so. It
blew my mind.
The zodiac thing is really, really fascinating.
I love it. I'm so obsessed.
I know you. I know you. Just about zodiac.
The only time I really start to disagree with zodiac stuff is when people start blaming their behavior on it. Like you don't act and do poor things and blame it on a zodiac sign. That is the only time I'm like, bitch. No, you're crazy.
Oh, it's my sign. It's because I'm this.
It's because I'm this.
No, it's because you're being a bitch.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I
that's going to be Joey's video. And what sign
there's just so
was
many.
The
I
one?
Can't even, I can't even
Aries.
Just
it. That's
it was
the one.
No, it that's was.
I don't think that's the one. I actually think you more water sign area. Yeah, water sign. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of what I was thinking. But I feel like it's fun. I feel like there's actually a lot of similarities and things. Like I know a lot of Virgos I love, which is crazy.
Virgos are
like
good.
I just love Virgos. Like they're a really good sign.
I'm biased, but they're good.
And they're so humble.
We don't have,
too.
We don't, yeah.
Yeah,
sure.
Humble. Absolutely.
We'll
so humble.
It.
Mm-hmm. But I feel like it's to an extent.
I think this is a genius idea.
Well, it's not like an original idea.
Yeah, right.
But still, you want
to
do
but
it.
It's cool.
And
for fun,
I think
just
it's
to
cool
get back into the swing of things with YouTube because it's
what channel
been,
are you
so,
going to upload that on?
That'll be my main.
Oh.
So I have my gaming channel.
Yeah, reacting channel.
A vlog channel, and I have a react. So I have like 4 channels.
Mr. Beast does. It's a thing. Yeah, it's normal. Especially for somebody who's been on YouTube for 15 years, I think it's very normal. I have 2 channels already, and then Full Coverage is my third.
Yeah.
So I'm 9 years in, I'm already on 3 channels. Yeah. So I think it's super normal. I like when people have multiple channels.
Yeah.
Like, I love it.
Yeah,
I love it.
Different kind of content.
Yeah,
this
exactly.
is different content.
Yeah.
Which one do you like the most?
Yeah.
Which of your
Currently,
channels?
Currently, right now, I'm super into my gaming channel.
Okay.
What are you gaming?
I mostly just play Minecraft.
I was going to say Minecraft.
You
That's
must
like the
be
one.
A fucking pro at
Minecraft. I'm not. You'd think.
What?
I'm not. I've
really?
Had
How many years have you had that Minecraft channel? I know a lot.
8 years.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Almost when I started. Really.
Actually, maybe longer, maybe 10.
Did you see Mr. Beast whenever he did
that was so cool.
Minecraft challenge, whenever he paid like someone, how much money? It was like $100,000.
Like something crazy to build like a crazy, they had like 3 days or like a week to build something insane in Minecraft.
Most insane, yeah. Minecraft.
Sculpture.
And whoever won got like $100,000. Oh, wow. You should watch the episode. It is mind-blowing.
I want you to make Mr. Beast content.
I want you to be I want you to
I would love to be in one of his, but I don't want to produce that. That's way too much.
No.
My brain doesn't just work like that.
He has a superpower.
Yeah, he does.
Like he's
I've listened to him insane. Because I'm always interested in analytics and like why people do things like that and like how people get there. And so I've listened to him on every podcast, every interview ever. I know a lot about him because of that. Because it's interesting to me, you know? Yeah. Mm-hmm. And he's a very interesting person, but yeah, he's extremely intelligent.
Poor Laura is so cold, I can tell.
Are you?
It's okay.
Fine. We're going to the next question.
Yeah.
Ready? So Joey, as two rookies ourselves.
Two what?
Rookies. Not rookies. No, what are we? What's it called when you're like rookie? Veterans, my bad. As two veterans ourselves. Rookies. Have you ever had to deal with drama online?
We haven't. So we were just wondering. So yeah,
we haven't. So we're just curious. That's where he's getting
at. We've never.
Yeah, oh my God.
We've never had to like. We just want to know what it's like.
We would like. Have you had? Have you been through?
We've never had to.
Yeah. I mean, last summer was iconic.
It was Joey. Oh. It was iconic. Let's talk about it.
Okay.
Let's talk about it.
Yeah, let's talk about it.
Okay. When Gabby Hanna did that expose video, like her version of expose.
Yeah.
What was going through your mind? I want to
know what your thoughts.
I want to know what was going on through your fucking mind.
Okay, so it.
I need true tea.
I had an inkling that it was coming because she posted on her like Patreon or something like the list of people she was coming after. So
what?
Escape the Night was like one of the things that she was going to talk about, and so I knew it was coming, and I was like, I don't know when it's going to be. It was like a few days after I landed in London. Mm. I was actually on a date when someone texted me that she posted the video.
Oh.
And I was like,
freaking out.
I was like, I gotta go.
I'm so sorry. I gotta go.
I gotta go. And so I went back to my apartment.
Were you raging?
Yeah.
So it happened. So you were on a date and then you got the text.
Yeah.
And then you're like,
I was like trying to concentrate and I couldn't. Oh my God. Oh my God. Like, oh my God. Oh my God. Like I was just getting so
worked up.
Yeah.
You get so I'm a
Taurus. I have Taurus rage. Okay. So it builds up. Mm-hmm. And so it was like a long time coming because obviously like I had a lot of feelings towards her that I've been keeping in all these years. Mm-hmm. And finally it was like, okay, she wants to open this gate. Let's open this gate.
If the floodgate is opening.
Mm-hmm. So I like started like instantly tweeting. I was like, I think I said like, it was something along the lines of she wants to start. Let's go, bitch, or something like that.
Is that what you did?
Yeah, it was something
like
that.
I honestly cannot remember.
Did you tweet that day?
Immediately, when she posted the video. Yeah. I was like, oh, like, she wants to start. Let's go.
You're like, so let's fucking fight right now.
Literally, because I'm all like
you were full like, of you adrenaline. Were literally, your skin was boiling. I bet
your heart was just like pumping.
Yeah.
It was like,
and I was just like watching the video and just like yelling at my screen like, oh my God. Like, you're like, Liza Minnelli.
Yes.
And I was just like, oh my God, she's twisting the truth. And I was so scared because she's very good at manipulating. Mm. Like she's good at it. Like she's so good at like making you feel bad for her that I was like, oh my God, okay. Hopefully people aren't going to like believe her, but like I can see why they would because she's so convincing.
Right.
And so I was freaking out. I was already like planning like my response.
Mm-hmm.
And before I could even say anything, Miss Rosanna Pansino.
She went off.
Rosanna she doesn't speak up either.
She don't do that. She doesn't speak up.
Without, I didn't even ask Ro anything. Like, I didn't talk to Ro anything. And I saw that she tweeted and I was like, oh my God. Like, if anyone from the cast could have said anything, but coming from Ro, it was so much more effective. Yeah.
It's like so like it's her because it's like such a reliable.
Yeah.
She doesn't get into drama with anyone. She's not problematic in any way, shape, or form.
She was there. She was there. She saw everything. I mean, she made it further than Gabby. And so she witnessed more things than even I witnessed because of the trailers that they shared, the makeup stuff.
Oh, right.
So she went in and totally just It was like I didn't even have to do anything at that point.
You didn't have
That's
to.
Awesome.
But I still wanted to share my side of the story mm-hmm. because she was coming for me and like
and
I'm not just a YouTuber.
Night.
Like
of course.
I am a producer. This is my show. It's like a professionally, show. This is what I want to be doing.
Yeah.
And so for her coming at me with my set that represents me as a creator, mm-hmm. I was like, oh no, no, no. Like I need to
clear the name.
You need to clear the air. How was the response for you, like, on your socials? Like, was it like, oh my god, this is insane?
It
like,
was.
What was it like? Because I felt like it got wild.
Yeah, it was a lot of support, and I did. It was weird because I felt bad for Gabby at the same time.
I felt bad for the same time.
Because, yeah, it's like
I love you more than anything, and I had only heard good things from Escape the Night.
Yeah,
you know,
and I've literally been on Escape the Night.
But you know what it's like to get that hate.
I know what it's like to get that kind of hate and have videos made about you with my hands tied behind my back and be feeling enraged and like wanting to do something.
Yeah. The thing with Gabby is like, we were friends.
Yeah.
And like, there's still a part of me that really cares about her. Like, totally. I still see videos of her, and I'm like,
Gabby, I kind of want a little. Like, I mean, I do.
Yeah. Like, I want to, like, maybe mend this relationship in the future.
Oh, but, that's amazing,
but the thing
Joey.
Is, I don't know if she would ever get to the place where
I think she
could
would.
Apologize.
I think Gabby. Well, I think it's going to take time, but I see Gabby. I think she's going to get there. I think she's going to apologize.
I don't know. It's that's the part that's so frustrating because we had a text conversation. Years before this happened where like I confronted her and it was the most like exhausting thing to just get her to understand where she went wrong.
Okay.
And so like still for her to like continue this, but yeah, like I still see videos of her and I'm like, oh, like I miss her because there's like, there is a part of her that is really good.
Yes. There
and,
like, is.
There is. I've had good interactions with Gabby.
Like she's a good person, but there's just something that it's hard for her to wrap her mind around her being in the wrong.
Yeah.
And if she can come around to that, like she could have ended this so quick if she just admitted her faults and moved on.
And said, I'm sorry, and moved on. Whenever I went through my drama, oddly enough, Gabby Hanna was one of the few influencers that would talk to me.
Yeah, same
and
with me.
And she actually was, she didn't condone what went wrong, but she was there for me. So like in that way, I just see good, I do see good in Gabby. And then I've sat back and watched all this unfold and I hated every minute of it.
So it's like one of those things where
But I've never been a Gabby basher because she's never come for me. And if anything, when I was in a dark time, when no one would be there for me, oddly enough, there was Gabby Hanna. So that's why I'm always like have like you, cause you knew her so well, you have a soft spot for her.
We actually like, we have similar histories with our parents. Like, having like parents with like drug abuse. So we connected on that level and like we had so many heart to hearts, even like during all her scandals, like I was there to support her and stuff like behind the scenes. So like we did have a strong connection, but that's why I think it hurt me so much on Escape the Night is because like she's making
felt like
this
you're a good
so
friend. Like you're a good friend to
me.
Her.
Like why are you doing this to
and
me?
And I know
like,
that hurt.
That shit
hurts. I know that hurt.
Like, like I'm supposed to be your friend and you're making this hell for me. Please just stop.
Yeah,
I mean, as someone that I was on Escape the Night personally, like it was such a great experience and I did definitely like, I'm not over here bashing Gabby, but I definitely did speak up and was like, as someone who was on Escape the Night, I definitely tweeted about it too. I was like, I had the most amazing experience with Daniel and with you and it was so good and it was such a positive experience for me that I didn't want it to be like tainted from anyone's like, and listen, that could be her experience for sure, but if the vast majority is positive, then like you want that to be the forefront. It's not like that. It was like the outlier experience. It wasn't like what it actually was. And that's why you had so many people that were like, no, I actually had an amazing, amazing time.
Yeah.
Because you guys literally did bend over backwards for
us. We did, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, hello, it's also like, it's a bunch of like bigger creators. They're also all your friends. And you want,
exactly.
Like, it's a production though, at the end of the day. It's not like it's like the small thing you guys escaped tonight. For those who don't know, Escape the Night, Joey, it was Joey's show.
How many seasons was it? It was a lot.
Four seasons.
So it was his show. And it's like, big production value. It's not like a small.
It's a real show filming. Like this is the real deal, like, and it's a real
millions
set.
And millions,
millions
of dollars
going into it, and extremely tons amount of workers going into
like
it.
Hundreds
to put
of
this thing,
people on set.
Set to put this thing on to make it happen. So this was big whenever Gabby Hanna had made a video speaking very poorly about her experience about it. Whereas almost everybody else who was on, even Colleen, I remember there were so many who were on Skip the Night.
Yeah,
it
was amazing to get the support of the cast. Like it just felt so nice. Like having everybody. Support
because I mean because it was crazy, it was like very it was insane. The thing is though, when you're on a production like that, it's not like easy.
It's never going to be easy.
It's not going to be easy. It's very much like hurry up and wait, you know what I mean? Where it's like you get there, you have like a certain call time,
yeah.
And then it's like there's so many things that could possibly go wrong or things that could happen, right. That you're like, you just have to be patient and kind of roll
but
with the punches.
But I will say, out of all the sets that I've been on, this was probably one of the ones that is the least amount of hurry up and wait because...
During that season?
No, during like any season.
Oh, good.
It's like there are periods where you are waiting.
Yeah, but it's but like...
There's so much action that you're having, mm-hmm. and you're on set with like a bunch
it's
of
chill.
Friends.
You're
it's
literally
so
in a
chill.
RV
you're in
together.
Luxury. Like mm-hmm. it's so fun. Like we bonded so much during that time. Whereas like when you go on set for like any Hollywood thing, you just go to your trailer by yourself.
Yeah, mm-hmm. you're not like, with your buddies,
it's lonely,
your friends.
And mm-hmm. like you will be waiting like hours and hours. Yeah. Whereas this, it's like you get there, you go through hair and makeup, you wait a little bit. We're all chilling, and then you go
chill
on set.
Wait. It's like yeah. chill waiting.
Mm-hmm.
It's like wow. chill waiting. It's like, yeah, you get there for hair and makeup, but then you get to chill and wait, and then you do the show, and that's yeah. what it is. So it's not, it wasn't like the same experience. And I understood where it's like, maybe if you're not ready to have that experience and not be prepared for that, it's going to be hard.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's going to be hard. Like, oh my God, I wasn't expecting this. I didn't know what was going into it, but like.
Okay, our next question has to do with Escape the Night too. What is the best thing about Escape the Night? If you could take one thing away, it's like, this is the best. And what's one thing that was just like the worst thing having to deal with and like on Escape the Night? Like something that you're just like, whoo!
Season 3 was obviously my favorite.
Season 3?
Yeah.
The one who was on season 3? Manny.
Manny Nikita.
Oh, that
Pauline,
was fun.
Matt,
it was
Pat,
an iconic
Tila.
Season. Sophia.
It was, yeah, Sophia. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, it was so fun. One thing I would take away, I mean, season 4, there was just so many issues. Like, there was so much that mm-hmm. went wrong.
It was tough. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Just in general, like, the whole season?
I mean, I would love to, like, redo that season.
Oh, mm-hmm. really?
Yeah.
I feel like you were and missing me. And have Laura back to me.
Laura.
Or Laura.
I actually... wanted to go back as well as for All Stars.
It's one of those.
Oh,
things
that was
where
an
All Star like,
season. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, I forgot.
That's like
you
one
guys
of my biggest
that.
Regrets is not having you on.
But
for sure.
But there was like issues going on with that too, though, because it was like I was in the heat of a lot of heat.
Okay. Okay.
It was kind of like a thing where it was like production wise, where it's like if we have Manny anyway, is the show going to get a lot of hate? Because this is like when I was going through a time mm-hmm. that was not like.
Good.
Favorable yeah. for me in yeah. any way, shape, or form.
Yeah.
So I understood yeah. that it was something that I had to like kind of like work through myself, and like it just took time.
Mm-hmm.
But I do like low-key wish I was on it.
I know, me too.
Season 5.
Yeah,
because I have to do another one.
Season
me and Laura
five.
Both on it.
Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-mm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is, not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in mm-hmm. your cocktail.
Mm-hmm. It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health. Thank you so much to Smalls for sponsoring this portion of Full Coverage. You guys, cat food, it's been the same forever, and it's time that we move our cat food from like just little kibble and little hard little pebbles to, you know, get into the 21st century, and that is what Smalls is.
I love Smalls cat food for my cats. You know I'm a cat mama.
Yes.
And we feed our cats wet food for sure. We always have. But I've always, you know, looked at the ingredients and I'm like, I don't know what's right. You guys, Smalls is the one and my cats actually like it. Smalls was started in 2017 when a couple of guys were at home cooking cat food in small batches for their friends. A few short years later, they've served millions of meals to cats around the world.
I'm absolutely obsessed with that. I think that it's so cool that they are doing that. And I just, you know, we want to feed our little furry friends the best things that we can feed them. So give your cat the gift of great cat food this holiday season. Head to smalls.com/fool and use promo code FOOL at checkout for 50% off your first order plus free shipping. That's the best offer you'll find, but you have to use our code FOOL for 50% off your first order. One last time, that's promo code FOOL for 50% off your first order plus free shipping.
We are so excited to tell you guys all about what is keeping us hydrated and healthy, and that is Taste Salud.
As many of you know, Manny and I love a good glow on the skin, and skincare is great, but hydration starts from within, babes. Salud's Hydration Plus Immunity drink mixes get straight to the root. Get ready to sparkle from the inside out.
They're the ultimate drink mix with a 2-in-1 benefits, 1 gram of sugar only, and authentic agua fresca flavors.
No, because let's talk about it. Hydration and immunity for the healthy glow, low calories, and authentic agua fresca flavors. Are you kidding me?
Baby, you have me at agua frescas. Flavors like Jamaica and horchata are nostalgic as hell to me. You know, just takes me right back to when, you know, I was at family functions and, you know, the parties in the backyard. And it just really makes me feel good drinking them, to be quite honest. And I can constantly drink them without worrying about too much sugar, which is lovely.
I personally love their clean ingredients. They're also vegan and gluten-free. They're so yummy and easy to incorporate into your daily water. So if you're ready to hydrate your body inside and out,
so if you're ready to relive nostalgic moments,
head to tastesalud.com and use code FOOL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Taste the goodness, embrace the nostalgia, and cheers to health, babes.
Have you thought about doing another season?
Of course.
So like what's going on with that? Like I want to know what's going on with season 9 actually.
Yeah. So the thing is, everything got, well, basically it didn't get renewed for season 5.
Right.
They had new people come in and they wanted to shift up everything that they were doing on the platform. Mm. So they no longer wanted to do anything scripted. Mm. And I know the show is like reality, mm-hmm. but there is scripted elements.
It's scripted reality.
Moments.
It's expensive. It's one of their most expensive shows that they have. So they couldn't afford it with mm-hmm. their new plan. And so we went through the whole pitching process of season 5 mm-hmm. and thought it was just a done thing. And then they came back and was like, sorry, like we can't do it. So media was like, all right, maybe this is a good thing.
Right.
Because now we can take it somewhere bigger and make it even crazier.
More intense, yeah.
So we tried that. And the thing that we ran into issues with is because it's not like a show like Drag Race where each season is just self-contained. Mm-hmm. It has nothing to do with the previous seasons. It's easy for those to get moved around because it's right. a new season. You don't need to know anything prior. With this
that
show,
was a story.
Yeah, the 4 seasons were all connected to some degree with the storyline.
Mm-hmm.
That shifting to a new platform, starting on a season 5, it just doesn't make sense. Like you're opening it up to a whole new audience that's gonna be like, "What is this show?
Like, what's going on?"
So, I'm not saying that there's not gonna be a season 5 because I'm still pushing for that. Mm-hmm. Maybe all 4 seasons can come to a platform do a season 5, but mm-hmm. finding the correct platform that would fit that has been the struggle, but I'm also pivoting to a spinoff of Escape the Night right now. So shopping that around.
I love that idea. Would you ever do more like that? Like where it's like half scripted, like reality, like, mm-hmm. or it's like even like any other situation, like where it's not, let's say Escape the Night, it's like something else.
Yeah.
Like entirely.
Definitely.
That'd be really cool.
Mm-hmm. I think that'd be amazing.
It's like a whole new genre. Apparently like I invented this genre or something. I don't know.
Right.
Yeah. So it's something brand new that was another thing. It was hard for these
to wrap their head around it.
To understand.
They're like, what's going on? They don't get it.
It's scripted or it's unscripted. Like, it's
right.
so
But the thing is, though, was weird, cause even during my season, like, I wasn't, like, scripted. Like, there was no, like, actual scripted moments.
The actors were.
But other than the actors, yeah.
And the storyline, like,
We don't know anything. We have no idea what's going on.
Yeah.
It's them. Like, they know what's going on. Like, they have a story mm-hmm. going on. But us, like, the people that are actually in it have, like, we're just us.
It's like role playing. Like, pretending
I'm
the
record producer. And I'm like, but like, it's that it was just me.
And we would make fake drama with each other.
Yes, right.
Just totally playing make believe.
But it's cool. It's like fun, though. It's like fun reality. Like, chill.
Because it feels like it's real because of all the surroundings you're in and the actors that interact mm-hmm. with you. It transports you to a new world.
I love that. I want another season.
I know, me too.
Okay, we have a random question we ask each guest. So we're going to ask you. If you were given $1 billion, Cash.
Tax free.
What would you do with it? And skip the charity. We know you do your charity work. Mm-hmm. Joey's like, absolutely not. I would not. We know that would happen. What would you do? A billion with a B. So what would you buy? Mine is a yacht. His is a private jet.
Just one?
You can buy, like, I mean, what's like one thing like that you know?
I'm opening a full, like, movie studio. Like, yeah. I want to be making movies, TV shows. Like, that's what I love.
I love that.
So I'd go right into that. You can literally
have, like, an insane, like, set.
We get a different answer every time.
Produce, like, all different movies and TV shows. You can make your own. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Have your own network. Yeah. Too. You can have your own network.
The Joey Graceffa Network. That's, like, my true love.
So if I could just keep doing that.
That's so cool.
I love that.
How many books do you have, Joey?
I have four.
Four books. He loves this world.
Mm-hmm. The fantasy world. Like, that's, like, me and Joey, like, bonded so heavily over, like, anime and fantasy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I love a fantasy world.
Would you say the sci-fi fantasy world's your favorite?
Yeah.
Why is that? Do you feel like it was like escapism? Because for me, I feel like it's escapism in a way.
I think it was as a kid, but there's just something that draws me to it. It's just so whimsy magical.
It's fascinating too.
No, I love it too. I feel like when I was younger with like the fantasy, because it wasn't real. And it's like, you know, real life can be so difficult at times. Mm-hmm. So because it was fantasy, it was so far-fetched that it was like, this is so fascinating to me. It's like almost like you gotta unplug.
Yeah.
Because you know it's not real.
You know what? I have another idea.
What?
Okay, so I'll put half my money into the movie studio.
Right. Ooh, okay.
Half
of
it to like a Westworld type
place. Oh my God.
Like a really immersive, like escape room type world.
You love an escape room.
Like it's almost like you get sent to the 90s and you get to fully experience what that era was like. Like all the technology from there or just everything and just kind of re-experience.
I think you need even more than $1 billion for that, something like that.
Well, it will be like a small experience.
Hypothetically, let's say.
That would be insane. What kind of world would you do? Would it be like the 90s or would it be like something insane? Like
what's one of the
water world? Does everyone get gills?
I'd probably create my own like world that people would go into. So maybe it would be like a little fancy. World?
There would be huskies everywhere.
It'd be a husky nation.
Husky nation.
I love that. Do you have any projects that you're working on coming up?
Yeah, this is like the weird thing. Like, I have so many things in the works, but it's like nothing's like on right now. So I'm just like itching to like do something.
Get your hands into something.
Like, Hollywood moves so slow.
Mm-hmm.
It really truly does.
I feel like digital moves fast because everything's like pretty immediate. And in the Hollywood world, traditional, snails.
Yeah.
It's so weird. I feel like I can't like, even like when I did Surreal Life last year, like this was to come out in like September and now it's like literally April and it's supposed to be coming out in like July-ish time. July, August. And I'm like,
that's how it goes.
Not a whole ass literal year later. Mm-hmm. Instead of being like 6 months.
So much time has passed, you're going to be like,
I'm a different person. I'm a different person than when I would film that show. But it's like crazy.
Escape the Night was like, we filmed in March and it would come out in July. Like,
exactly. Just a few months. So quick.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
It happened so fast.
They put to work, honey. Mm-hmm. They got that show out.
Yeah.
Wow.
So I'm used to a much faster
pace. Turnaround.
I'm the exact same way. And I like it to be like kind of like book, like really intense, busy. I also have one more question too. I want to ask about dating life.
Okay.
How is it? Like, how is dating for you? Because I've been the single one like forever.
He has been the single one.
I've always
been
like the single one of all my friends. I'm always the one that's single.
Yeah.
And it's always like, oh, it's kind of difficult. Like, I have a difficult time dating, but how is it for you?
I mean,
is it also difficult?
I haven't dated in LA. Like, there's.
Oh, at all?
I've dated in England.
Okay. Got it.
Like, lots. I love my British boys. Love Europeans. Mm-hmm. But LA, I just find it hard
to
date here.
It's tough in LA.
And it's like, I go on the apps and I'm just like swiping through and I'm like, they'll match with me and I'll just like leave them there. And I'm like, just don't match with them.
You never swipe right to them.
Yeah, I'm just like waiting for that like
immediate spark.
Like you see someone, you're like, ooh.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I feel like that's hard. It's so like, I feel like I have like the apps to have like Hinge and Raya. And I feel like it's just, it's a mess on all of them.
Yeah.
I'll like go on I was like dating someone for like a few months and everything. Mm-hmm. And it was like going really, really well. And that kind of fell through. And so now I'm like, I gotta start again.
Oh, yeah.
Like the starting over part of dating
After you put in all that work and like effort and like
literally violent. Yeah. Like I don't even know what else to say other than makes me violent. Yeah, I hate it. I hate doing the reset.
Yeah.
I think maybe that's why I'm so picky. I'm like, I need to pick the right person because I don't like
you like date for a long around. Time. No, right. Yeah. And you want to like date for like a while. Yeah, not like exactly. Just dating around kind of thing.
That's yeah. LA culture though. That dating yeah. around thing, I feel like. I mean, what would I know? But just from having you as a single friend, like I feel like, and like anyone I talk it's to, like, it's what's like better? Everything is.
What's better? Mm-hmm. It's literally like, oh, but like, can I get someone better?
Oh, that's like the epitome of LA culture.
That's like my biggest fear in a relationship is like, the guy that I'm dating is like on Instagram, like flirting with guys that I don't know. Yeah. Like that's yeah. my biggest fear. Like I need someone who maybe is not on social media.
Part good of me, luck, like, part of me wants right? that too. It's so hard to find though.
It's so hard.
And I also like don't, but because I like the aspect of someone not knowing who I am, like online, like that they don't know I'm Manny MUA. Like, yeah. There's like something about that. I'm like, ugh. I wish that's like how it always was.
Because it's like so fresh and new and they don't know anything about you. Like you're on the same page because you don't know anything about them. But then whenever they know you, they're already so ahead, you know? Mm-hmm.
There's like this preconceived like notion.
They know you're like everything who you've dated. You guys,
I hooked up with someone last week.
Wait, I think I saw in your close stories.
And it wasn't good.
Tell more.
You guys, let's talk about it.
These are the best. I love these.
I know.
Like the thing is, it was just I had like just like kind of stopped talking to the guy I was seeing, and I was like, I'm like sad, and so I was like, should mm-hmm. I just like go literally do a random fucking hookup? Like I haven't done one of those in forever. Like a random like let me go on a random dating or like a random hookup site, not site, like an app, and I'm like, yo, like what are you up to? Very that energy. Mind you,
do you ever do this?
They message me I've first.
I've never been on the
like that
the grinder.
Like, the grinder.
I was on Scruff.
Oh,
I had like downloaded Scruff at the time. I had deleted it. I've deleted it since then because it was such a traumatic experience. But I was like, okay, I'm gonna like respond to guys if they hit me up. I'm gonna respond. So this guy hit me up. He was like, yo, what are you doing? And I'm like, oh, I'm at the gym. Like, what are you up to? And so he's like, oh, I'm like at my house. Like, do you want to come over after?
Wait, and I was like, he to you or you to him?
He messaged me
to come over to him.
To come over to his house, and it was because on Scruff you can see where you are around, like, and it was
good
like
Lord.
Maybe like a mile away.
Okay.
And so I'm like, okay, like I can like head over there after the gym. And okay. I have not hooked up with like a stranger in so long. I was like literally like getting freaked out. I was like, okay, like what's gonna happen? So I was almost like chickening out at the same time. Mm-hmm. So I was like, he'd be like, okay, here. I'm like, he's like, I'm walking to this spot, I'm about to go up to my apartment, like, I'll meet you at the front of my apartment. Oh, and so I'm like, okay. So I, like, drove by it, and I saw him outside, and I was like, fuck, I'm going to keep driving. And then I kept driving. And then he hit me, he's like, where are you at? And I'm like, fuck. And so I would turn around. And so I kept, like, doing this, like, teetering thing where I was like, oh, sorry, like, I, like, lost service. Like, didn't, and I did. Like, my phone died, too. My phone died. And I was like, oh, he probably just think I, like, did that. So I turned, like, turned back on when I was in my car. And I was like, okay, like, I'm not going to do it. Like, this is, like, so crazy. I'm not going to go. I'm, like, not into hooking up like this anymore. So then he was like, are you going to come over or what? And I was like, yeah, I'll be right there. So I go drive up to him. And it's like, literally, it's so awkward. Because I'm like in my car. And he's like, hey, like, do you want me? Like, I'll show you where to park. And then we can go like up to my apartment. I'm like, sure. Comes into my car. And I'm literally just like sitting there like, hey, nice to meet you.
Oh, the deep voice. It's
awkward. Of course. Hey. I'm literally, of course, I'm like, hey, yo, like, what's up, bro?
Bro?
Yes, literally, that's me. I'm like, hey,
Just finished working at the gym, bro.
Like, just my fucking chest
that's
pump,
what I
you know?
Hey.
I was like, okay, cool. So we park, and we go upstairs into his, like, upstairs in an apartment, and I, like, met his roommate was right there, so I was like,
oh, my God.
That also killed me. I want to die. I don't want to meet the fucking roommate.
Because, like, they know what you're there for.
They know what I'm there for. God. It's so uncomfortable. So then
what'd
I get
you
there.
Say?
I literally was like, hi, it's so nice to meet you.
No,
like,
do the voice.
Hey, what's up, dude? Like, I'm just here for them. Like, literally so
who
awkward.
Is that?
I want to die.
Who
so
is
I
don't that?
So then I get up there and he's like, oh yeah. He's like, let me show you the black plant collection. So I'm like, okay.
The what collection?
His plant collection.
Oh.
On his balcony.
Plant gay.
So I was like, okay, he's giving plant gay. He's so, by the way, he's also like literally so fine.
Oh wow.
I was like so gorgeous. I was like,
oh my God.
Like, he's fine as fuck. Like I was like shooky.
You said, thank God I turned the car around.
I said, damn, I'm so happy I did. So I went outside looking at his plants. He was like really, really invested in the plants. And I was like, okay, cute. Love it. We go back to his room, we're chilling, and like it's kind of like the awkward thing where you're like, we're both sitting on the bed, but we don't really know like what's gonna happen because we're talking.
I would die.
So then he gives me
die.
Like a life story. He gives me his life story.
Oh.
And it's actually a very traumatic life, by the way.
God.
Like he's been through some demons. Trauma.
Why did he tell you this?
I honestly think I have like this way of like somehow pulling
people
things out.
People wanna open up.
To me, I get this a lot.
It's
people
like that TikTok.
Like,
I've never told anyone this.
I
tell everything to everyone?
No, that's literally like fully that's what unloaded.
Made me experience this
fully
all
unloaded
the time.
His life story in me, and I was like, okay, this is like kind of strange. So it's like maybe like 11:45 at this time.
Did
so
you
I'm
tell
like, okay.
him that?
No,
imagine
I literally was
he's like, this is kind
wow,
of
this is crazy.
Yeah,
I'm like an hour.
Oh wow,
I'm not kidding. Maybe like an hour and 15 actually.
Okay,
maybe. So it was.
Girl, Siri.
What are you doing, Siri? Siri? Don't even try
like,
me.
Oh, wow.
Do not try me, Siri.
Siri would bubble.
So I literally was like, okay, this is like really awkward and uncomfortable.
Okay.
And so okay, so then he goes, I need to show you like this like rapper that I really like. And I was like, okay. So he turns on his TV, starts like playing this like rapper that I've never heard of that's like from the Caribbean. And it's like a Caribbean rap. And he's like, let's watch these music videos. So we watched like maybe like 5 music videos.
Oh my
back
God.
To back.
That's...
You guys,
so,
it was
I hate that.
Trauma. It was, I was like, so then I finally, after the fifth one, I was like, you know, it's getting late. I gotta get going because it's like midnight now, right? So I'm like,
dang,
okay, I gotta get
that's
going.
Late. That's
it's like kind of late for me. I gotta go. So I get up off the bed and I literally am like going to put my shoes on because I walk. So then he, as I'm getting up, he grabs my arm.
Finally.
And like pulls me back in and then we start like making out. And I'm like, final fucking Lee, like something's going on. Like,
yeah.
This is like what I was waiting for this whole time. I don't want to be here for 2 hours having a life
you
story.
Don't listen to those music videos.
And I don't want to watch his music videos. Like, I don't want to do any
imagine
of that.
Imagine sitting there listening, just in there watching.
He pulls me back. We make out. We like do the thing, whatever. I go hop in the shower afterwards, right? Because I'm like, okay, I'm going to shower and like get going. He jumps into the shower.
Oh, Lord.
Like, there as well. He like jumps
wait,
in behind
but
me.
How was it? Was it good?
It was good.
Oh, okay.
It was the experience was, I mean, it was like kind of good. It was like, I haven't like hooked up
does
with someone in so long.
Does he listen to full coverage?
I hope not.
Imagine.
I fucking hope not. But I haven't hooked up in like so long. So yeah. I was like, kind of like, I would like kind of forget that I was hooking up. And I'm like, oh, like what's going on again? Like it almost like would like detach from the moment.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd be like, oh fuck. I'm like literally in the middle of like hooking up right now. Like, I need to like focus again. So I would like almost like forget. So it was still good. It was a good experience. And then I'm like, okay, I'm gonna go shower real quick. Shower off. He comes behind me. So he's like very quirky, right? He's like kind of weird. So hot, but so weird at the same time.
I kind of love that.
No, but it's like,
uh-oh, no.
I'm talking like
no.
weird, like life story weird. Let's watch these like rap videos.
Another
weird.
Life story
I'm not talking like cutesy,
like,
quirky.
I love that,
he like, comes, no. So he comes behind me, right? He's behind me. He's like kind of like wiping my back down, like rubbing it. I'm like, okay, whatever. He starts like doing this and he's like pulling out like random hairs on my back.
Ty just died.
He starts pulling out random like little hairs on my back and I'm like, what the fuck?
Oh, like a little
No, literally like a little monkey. And I'm like, what's going? He's like, oh, there's like I started to get these random hairs and I was like,
please get away.
Bro, what the fuck is going on? So I'm like, oh
you
my god.
You get some weird shit.
And I'm like, okay. And
Kim, I've heard stories about you, that girl in the bathroom that followed you in there.
That's
no,
true. She's
gone through shit too. We've both gone through some shit.
That girl wanted me
shit.
To coke with her.
No, literally.
That was a stranger.
that was a good one. So we start plucking and like I haven't seen like literally there's like five, he had pulled off 5 little random hairs. And I was like, okay. So then he starts going like this and he starts popping my zits on my back. And I'm
sick.
Like, you guys, I'm not kidding. He starts like literally like pinch and I was like ow 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 and I'm like what are you doing? He's like, oh, like it's like there's like a blackhead I wanted to grab. And I'm like, bro, we like deadass just
that's something
met.
That people do after they've been together for years. This
years.
Guy you hooked up with
he's pulling out my little and I'm like, do you think we're getting married? Like what's going on?
Oh my
so
God.
I finally I was
why
like
was
okay
this not your pit of the week. Or like, like, why wouldn't you leave
I forgot.
With this
I, honestly,
story?
I forgot about it because I think I blocked it out of my mind.
Yeah.
You guys, I think I really blocked this out of my mind because I like it's not good. It's a doozy.
This is hilarious.
So I literally was like, okay, I think I gotta get going, bro. And so I was like, okay, cool. Like, you know, it's 1 a.m. I was like, okay, I gotta get going. After he like popped 2, I was like,
after 2,
you're
after
done.
2, I was like, you're done. So that was literally me. And I was like, okay, I gotta get going. So sorry. So then, end up leaving. And I was just like walking to the car and I was like,
I can't.
Life
not.
Choices.
I'm literally like envisioning it and I can't stop laughing.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
I saw
so
the whole
funny.
Movie in my head.
Me too.
No, you guys, I need you guys to imagine my face, the first pluck of the hair. I want you guys to imagine what I reacted like because it truly was trauma.
That's so funny to me.
So it really was a traumatic experience. So I don't think I'm ever hooking up ever again after that.
Yes, you are, please.
No.
Oh,
no,
my
I'm
God.
Done. I deleted the app.
My just God.
1 year now. I used to get 1 year, and that was my bad. And that was my bad. It was bad. Like,
but the hookup wasn't good. It ended really weird, and you got through.
It started weird,
and now you're into Caribbean music, and it's great.
I can't say that I am. I can't say that I am. But that was that.
Wow. All right. Well. All right, Joey. Any last words?
Any last? It's not like you're gonna shoot it. Any last words before you walk the plane? Joey's like, Joey's like shaking.
I'm traumatized from that story.
No, yeah, I know. You guys, yeah, it was a doozy. There. It really was a doozy. I can't even.
This was fun. Describe. Thanks for having me, guys.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you for coming. We appreciate
you coming on. You know, we love you.
Let's go to dinner.
Love you guys.
Let's go eat dinner. We're going to eat dinner now.
We love you guys so much. Thank you, full family, for watching, subscribing, listening, dealing with my bullshit drama. And trauma.
I wish you would have led that story, but it was great. I hope for the listeners that are here at the end, like, please just listen to the end of the film.
We love you, and we'll see you guys later.
Bye, guys.
Bye. Bye.
Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail? Mm-hmm. I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-mm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously, mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is, not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in your cocktail. Mm-hmm.
It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health.
We are so excited to tell you guys all about what is keeping us hydrated and healthy, and that is Taste Salud.
As many of you know, Manny and I love a good glow on the skin, and skincare is great, but hydration starts from within, babes. Salud's Hydration Plus Immunity Drink Mixes get straight to the root. Get ready to sparkle from the inside out.
They're the ultimate drink mix with a 2-in-1 benefits, 1 gram of sugar only, and authentic agua fresca flavors.
No, because let's talk about it. Hydration and immunity for the healthy glow, low calories, and authentic agua fresca flavors. Are you kidding me?
Baby, you have me at agua frescas. Flavors like jamaica and horchata are nostalgic as hell to me. You know, just takes me right back to when, you know, I was at family functions and, you know, the parties in the backyard. And it just really makes me feel good drinking them, to be quite honest. And I can constantly drink them without worrying about too much sugar, which is lovely.
I personally love their clean ingredients. They're also vegan and gluten-free. They're so yummy and easy to incorporate into your daily water. So if you're ready to hydrate your body inside and out.
So if you're ready to relive nostalgic moments.
Head to tastesalud.com and use code FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Taste the goodness, embrace the nostalgia, and cheers to health, babes.